Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about pet strollers? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. We'd rather you call because somebody in this room has started using a pet stroller to walk their dog. And I'll tell you right now, it's not me.
It's me.
It's Kevin. Kevin has started to use a pet stroller. Tell us, describe the pet stroller and tell us why.
It's an older baby stroller.
Oh my God. Not even in
the brand is Nuva. Ever heard of her?
Oh, that's like a bougie one.
Yeah. So my dog is now using that as a pet stroller because, let me tell you, he's to the point where he's a little obese. Not too obese, but like a little bit. And he's getting to the age where he can't walk as much anymore. Oh. If he does long walks, because we like to walk for like 1 mile or 2 miles a day to get his activity up, his legs start to shake. So that's why I put him in a stroller now. But now, here I am pushing a baby stroller. People coming up thinking it's a baby. No, it's my fur baby.
Okay.
And
this is way worse than I thought. This really is so much worse.
Why?
Well, when he asked about dog strollers,
yes,
I thought he meant a stroller for a dog. Because we all have seen people pushing dogs around in strollers.
Right.
And it's a very specific look, and you know that it is for a dog.
Because it zippers all the way around, almost like a, like it can be like a screened-in cage or something.
Yeah. This is an actual baby stroller that he's putting...
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
First of all, let your dog walk. Your dog needs to walk.
Hold on.
The
dog can't walk.
No, right. No, the dog can walk. It just can't walk 2 miles. So why don't you walk the distance that Snickers is able to walk? Because Snickers is overweight. I'm sorry. The last dog in the world that needs to not walk around is Snickers.
He does walk around. I push him in the stroller to the park, and then he looks back at me, and he's like, I'm ready to get off. And okay. He gets off, and he spends all the time at the park until his legs hurt. Then I bring him home.
But he does look like a fuzzy watermelon. I'm not going to lie.
He does look like a little
all right,
pig,
let's. I think there's nothing wrong with a pet stroller. I used to take my cats for walks in strollers, and I don't care if you come for me or not.
God, that's weird.
You're going to get open-handed slapped, Kevin. Sharon, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I understand that you are a professional at this.
Yes, I am. My dog that was older, she couldn't walk hardly at all, but yet she liked being outside, so I would take her. But now I have a young dog, and I'll tell you what, I've never had anybody tell me no in a store if I put her in the stroller. Now, she does take walks. Okay. On her own with myself, of course, but I put her in the stroller and I take her with me.
Okay,
and,
so is that just to kind of sneak her into places?
I don't really sneak. I actually will stop at the door.
Yeah, yeah. She'll come right in. Oh, hello, Target. Just me and my dog coming in here.
I mean, Target has its own dog mascot, so they should let you in.
Thank you so much for your call. Elena?
I'm here.
What are your thoughts on pet strollers? Because Kevin is now using one and Katie's not having it.
I support Kevin always, let me just say. But I will say that I think if he's a senior citizen, it's totally acceptable.
He is a senior citizen.
All right, well, first of all, he's not a senior citizen.
He's at the age of 65. He's ready to be pushed around.
That's so funny. Elena, thank you so much for your call. I mean,
that's so funny.
We are getting people saying it's not healthy for dogs to use pet strollers.
Is it also not healthy for them to stay at home?
Is that the option?
That's the option. Either stay at home and not walk or go in the stroller, walk, and go to the park.
Could you run him around in the backyard?
His leg hurts, Katie.
I know, but you said that he's walking around at the park.
He's strolling to the park, smelling things that he's not used to, making him feel alive again, because I like to give my dogs the feeling of living.
He's keeping his brain young.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Even if his body is old.
I mean, listen, the word stroller is in it. It's a stroll, okay? Whether the dog is getting the benefits physically or not, I support this, Kevin?
Thank you.
But you gotta cut back on giving the dog table food at least.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.